We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
The Gardner Minshew look. It is available. It is. Ava, can you tell people where you got this? Because it really does. I look a lot like an old, ugly Gardner Minshew.
You look like Gardner Minshew had a dog with an afghan.
All right, shut up. I'm not going to wear this for long, because I've learned things. I've already read this morning about mustaches and lots of hair. Rhea, Ava, where'd you get this?
I got it on Amazon. It was a complete set. As soon as Gardner Minshew went in, I started browsing. I'm not going to lie, I also have two different styles of mustaches still coming to my house Amazon.
Right.
There's more mustaches on their way. And I'm going to post a picture of Gardner Cataldi at WIP
would
Morning
Show. Would you do
show.
That? Because I would like some positive feedback.
Absolutely.
Because I've already learned a lesson. I've never had a mustache in my life. And now I know why.
Why?
Because I have a runny nose today for some reason. Well, I was with my grandkids yesterday.
There you go.
They are a snot factory.
Once you announce that, you have to leave.
Yeah, stop saying things.
It's dripping.
Well, that's
it's post nasal drip. But no, people are asking me to leave.
And what's great about this? I'm actually taking a video of you, and when you turn your head, it looks like it's flipped out with a curling iron in the back.
Yeah,
like someone curled and styled your hair.
It's true. I spent hours looking like this. But here's the bottom line: people that have mustaches. If stuff like drips from your nose or you get sweaty, doesn't all that go into the hair?
Oh, I don't know, but you wouldn't even be attractive in prison right now.
All right,
the mustache is gone.
Hold on a second.
Al with the early lead for line of the day.
Al, now I have removed that look. Do I look amazing to you?
Well, you know.
Exactly. All right, listen, I did this for a couple of reasons. Here's reason number one. Our contest today for the wheel, we have a guest spinner the whole morning. Nick is here.
All right.
It is Who is Cool?
Okay.
Could be in the past, could be now. You still remember them as cool.
Yeah.
Wheel, 12 great prizes today. At the end of your call, you have to say to us, is this guy cool? Now, I got a list out. There's like 25 here. Oh, I'm pretty much going to take most of them. There's some very cool people.
Mm-hmm.
Ooh, there's a couple here I would not take for reasons that will soon become obvious.
Mm-hmm.
But that's number one. So if you know somebody cool, you're going to get a spin on our wheel today, as long as it's on our list, and there's tons of them. They're pretty much 90% sports, but could be other way. And then the other reason I'm doing it is because people – I'm really on my nerves now saying there's no quarterback controversy.
All right.
So much on my nerves that I have summoned for a in-studio visit today.
Yeah.
Dr. Joe Fish.
Oh.
Clinical psychologist.
He does not do surgery.
and he is going to assess for us whether or not there is one and why there now appears to be a growing fear to announce it even when it's obvious.
Yeah.
All right, so that's one. That's two good reasons. And now I want to start. Al, I am apoplectic this morning. You could do a lot of stuff to me that I will tolerate.
Yeah, yeah.
But lying to me, holding a news conference to lie to me, it is gone far enough with the assistance to Nick Sirianni. These guys yesterday... Rhea, you know what I'm asking for Christmas?
What?
Wading boots. I want it, the ones that go all the way up to your hip.
Yes.
Because I have never had to trample through so much manure in my life.
It's a little much.
It's garbage. All right, what you were being told yesterday by Jonathan Gannon, I'm starting with him. Mm-hmm. He is a defensive coordinator, Al, and he is a smacked ass. All right, I'm going to say it straight up right now. This guy, Al, if he actually thinks this way, he needs to leave. He is not Philadelphia. He is not a winner. He is not aggressive. And he is a very, very generous grader. Mm-hmm. He is grading himself and his defense very high when they stick. Stick. So anyway, I just want you to hear some of this stuff out. This is the first thing because, you know, the Jets couldn't believe their eyes. They got the ball Sunday. And they went up and down the field three times. Yeah. And scored three touchdowns.
It was unbelievable.
And only when Jonathan Gannon's defense was off the field did they show themselves to be the Jets by missing all of the conversions. Yeah. So they still only had 18 points, and the Eagles had 21. Because, frankly, Gardner Minshew is amazing. So, but when you're the defensive coordinator, Al, do alarm bells go off by the second touchdown?
You
with that
hope.
Team?
Yeah.
With that putrid team you're playing?
Soft zone.
Not at all. In fact, Jonathan Gannon yesterday discussed his pride with what you watched. Listen to this.
Kind of how they attacked us early. They did a couple things that I didn't, you know, really in my mind thought that they were going to attack, because they attacked us a little bit differently than I thought, honestly. So when we came off there, then, you know, we talked about it as a staff. It was, hey, we got to make some adjustments here. What calls do we need to get to? How do we got to start playing to kind of stop the bleeding? And what I'm very proud about, you know, we had a meeting yesterday with our players, and even as the game didn't go as we wanted it to, as it didn't start the way we wanted it to start, obviously, there was no panic, good resilience by our guys, and they said, okay, well, what are we going to play? What are we going to run? And let's start executing at a higher level. And JG, you do a better job, and we'll do a better job, and we'll get this thing turned around. So it was good.
Hey, why don't you do that at the beginning of the game?
No, they weren't prepared for
that.
Jets.
Yeah. Oh, the Jets outcoached you early? You weren't prepared for what the Jets were doing?
It took three times to figure out Zach
and
Wilson.
And then you had to get trampled on three touchdowns early game. But a lot of games, you're going to lose right then.
Yep.
You're going to lose right then. And now you're telling me, oh, I'm so proud of the way we adjusted. I mean, you know how you adjusted? Let me tell you how we adjusted now. You know how often the Jets had the ball in the second half?
Well, they didn't have it in the third quarter.
They had it 1 minute in the third quarter. They had it 8 minutes in the second half.
Yeah.
You know how great Jonathan Gannon's defense is? Phenomenal when it's not on the field. That is when it is best. This smacked ass is saying to me that we were great making adjustments when they didn't have to. They weren't on the field.
That's a good adjustment.
No, it's unbelievable. And then here's how low the bar is for this guy. This is a defensive coordinator of Philadelphia. No, it is not. All right, Al. He goes, you know what? All defenses are always a work in progress. Listen.
As far as where the defense is, you know, you're never a finished product. You're always trying to improve. That's what the head coach talks about. That's what we talk about with our guys, you know, and like I've said before, you want to be ascending and getting better each week and be, you know, playing, you know, good, sound football. And you don't want to be making a bunch of mistakes, and you don't want the performances to go up and down. You know, you want to keep ascending in a positive way. And I think we're right there. I mean,
you're right where?
Well, if you're,
what are you saying?
You're right there in the soft zone that allowed Zach Wilson to carve you
up. What are you doing?
Well, if you're looking to improve every week and you want to make it so there's a lot of room for improvement.
So you've lowered the bar
yes.
so that you stink against the worst team in the NFL, well, and then everything after that will appear better.
Yeah.
No, that is not a good way to coach a team, especially in this freaking city. And then he deals with the time of possession thing. Because some reporter had the audacity to suggest that maybe his defense was better because it didn't have to be on the frickin' field. And here's his answer.
You know, the time of possession thing, that It goes over my head a little bit because, like, in the game, you're not really thinking about, man, our offense is out there for a while, or we're, you know, or vice versa.
I want to hurt myself.
It goes over my head.
I've got Dr. Fish coming in today. Ow. I want to have him talk me off the ledge because this guy is annoying. Am I the only one that is frustrated by this guy? No. I know I'm not. Because I can think back to Sunday after the game when even though the Eagles won handily, 33-18, Seth Joyner was there in the postgame show. Seth Joyner is not like Jonathan Gannon.
Right.
He goes for the brass ring every time around the merry-go-round.
Right.
And he is disgusted with the philosophy of Jonathan Gannon and that defense.
I don't understand this method and this madness, you know, that Jonathan Gannon is employing. And quite frankly, it is like the most boring football to watch because in Philadelphia, we've been raised and bred on aggressive style defense where we force the issue. And it's just really, really difficult to sit back and watch a game where, you know, a defense plays so passive. The coordinator's passive, which makes the players passive, you know, and early in the game, it looked like, you know, Zach Wilson was Joe Montana instead of Zach Wilson.
It's so frustrating to listen to these guys. The frustration starts during the game. Mm-hmm. Like the first half of that game.
Oh, you're freaking out.
You're just freaking out. Yep. You can't believe it. You should see the emails of frustration and anger I get during those games. And then you listen to the guy on Tuesday, and you swear to God you watched a different game.
Well, do you wonder why they appear to be soft when they come out?
Because he's soft.
Listen to the way he talks.
Yeah.
Well, you know,
he's soft. And I didn't even get to the other guys. Because Steichen was no better with the protection of Rager. And Michael Clay, the special teams guy, also in full Rager protection mode. But I want to give the number out again. I got lines for you this morning. The bye week out. People check out a little. No, check in. You're going to win amazing prizes today, including a Visa gift card. I got a music festival. I got these are great Christmas gifts. A one-hour massage and facial, a Wendy's gift card, Wawa gift card, Boston Market gift card, Hess Toy Truck, Rita's gift card. These are all things you can re-gift and not have to worry. 215-592-9494. You get on that wheel by merely naming somebody past or present, like Gardner Minshew, who is naturally cool.
Yeah.
Cool gets you on the list. 215-592-9494. Dennis is going to kick us off from Mount Laurel this morning. Hi, Dennis.
Radio man, how you doing today?
I'm doing good, Dennis, but I got to tell you, these guys, are they driving you nuts too, these guys? These guys are all young, but they don't know what they're doing.
Before I get to my Flyers point, yeah, that defensive coordinator, If you get better every week, then how come the team went up and down the field three straight times on you?
Well, they did a few things we weren't ready for, Dennis. But, man, showed our resilience. And after they scored three touchdowns, we fixed it.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
I don't think I've ever watched a game where the first six possessions turned into touchdowns.
Yeah.
That was incredible.
But the Jets allowing it, they're used to something like that. They have always sucked. But the Eagles do it. That's how you lose a game you have to win. That's how you lose it, Dennis. Yeah. How do you have – Rhea just said it. That was the best comment so far. This guy's bar is so low that why should they really go after it when basically their coaches always making excuses for them?
Exactly. And by the way, before I get to my Flyers point, just because you're going to wear a mustache and try to look like Gardner, what are you going to do about the extra 50 years that you have?
Mm. All right. That's okay, because, see, what happens is I take this thing called resveratrol, so I only look like I'm in my early 40s.
Is that it?
Tell them, Al.
Resveratrol. At best. Does it make you blind?
At best, Al. See, when I just pry open my creases, look at that now. See how much better that is?
Oh, good. You won't puddle up in the rain.
And Angelo, the Flyers have become the pathetic organization in Philadelphia. I don't think I'd ever have said that, but they are pathetic. Their coaches, their ownership, and their players. I can't even watch them anymore.
What ownership?
Well,
you understand the biggest
problem.
Frustration that Flyer fans have is there's no face they can get angry at.
To quote Slapshot, who owned the team?
Yeah, exactly. What am I supposed to do, get mad at Gritty?
Well, everybody, a lot of people are.
No, all right, for separate reasons. But, I mean, see, this is the thing. They have redefined it here with the Comcast owner of the Flyers. Because, you know, you're going to get mad at Brian Roberts. I don't even think he's involved.
Well, it's just.
So
you look at the general manager.
Dave Scott, yeah.
Well, it's the
Chuck Fletcher.
Well, if you want to get mad, but it's difficult to have said what a great offseason you had.
Yeah.
And then get mad at the general manager.
Yeah.
Nobody can get mad at injuries. Everybody's got injuries. If you want to get mad, to me, I'm mad at Provorov.
Al's mad at players.
Well, I mean, he's just had a.
Yeah. You got to play better.
Terrible season.
Hey, Angelo, before I get to my
jackass. Give me your jackass. I'm running out of time in this segment. Give me your jackass.
The Cuomo brothers, Andrew and Chris.
Ooh, 100%.
Co-owners, but there's a tie for first this time. Those two plus for his negativity against Bryce Harper, Dennis from Mount Laurel.
Oh, he's naming himself, Al. Mm. He tied the Cuomos. Hey, wait a minute. In 1 month, the governor got ungoverned. Chris Cuomo lost 3 jobs.
Yeah.
And Dennis, the decreer of jackass, named himself jackass because all he did all year was
criticize the MVP.
The MVP. Dennis, that's classy. That's impressive. Who's cool? Give me who's cool.
Well, one of the coolest guys I ever saw was Dean Martin.
Dean Martin. Mm. Oh, my God, was he cool. Al, honestly, when I was a kid, I wanted to drink and smoke.
Okay. I did, too, and I don't even know who Dean Martin was.
Dean Martin was part of the Rat Pack.
$25 gift card to Reader's Water.
He was Frank Sinatra's offensive
coordinator. Yeah, I know. I see the thing with Sammy Davis Jr. and the
another cool guy. Don't give them away. All those guys are cool. But Dean Martin, my God.
What? They run those. There's a station that runs, like, old black and white stuff.
The roast?
Yeah. The roast.
They have the
roast. The roast were phenomenal.
You could not have them anymore.
Oh my God, they are so politically incorrect.
No, but, Al, they were drinking liquor during that.
Yeah.
That wasn't fake liquor. That wasn't, like, apple juice. Well, they were drinking hard booze.
He didn't drink, though, right? Wasn't he? He was
toward the end, he didn't when he shrunk into, like, he ended up looking like a big raisin.
What? All right.
He wasn't a drunk?
He was a drunk earlier, and then he played off it when he stopped drinking heavy. But he still had a 2 to 2. 215-592-9494. Slow board to begin. I got Tyrone and Vince, and then you're going to get right on and win a prize just the way that Dennis did. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time 6-6 days.
Cold weather has arrived, and that means one thing, higher energy bills. Rising natural gas prices affecting everyone. The good news is Window Nation is here to help. For a limited time, get 50% off all style windows, bays, bows, double hung, and sliders, and get a house of windows for only $99 a month. It's basically a cup of coffee per day. Call Window Nation today, 866-90-NATION, or go to windownation.com. Incredible deal is only good through the end of December. Living with old, inefficient windows is going to cost you a fortune, and it'll especially do that this winter. Window Nation has first-class expert installers. I know this just recently did a job for me in May. Absolutely beautiful. They'll improve and enhance your home with your choice of their custom-made, high-quality windows using superior product. It's an investment that pays off for you and your family with lower energy bills. So don't get left in the cold. This deal won't last long. Get 50% off any style window and only $99 a month for a house of windows. 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Yeah. host a local event, and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
All right, welcome back at 6:23. I got three great guests today, Alan. I'm going to tell you my goals with each of the guests.
All right.
Brandon Graham, the heart and soul of the Eagles defense, is on its set. My goal with him is to acknowledge that Jonathan Gannon is annoying.
That's not going to happen.
I'm going to
0-1.
Rhea, if you don't aim high, you can't reach your destination.
Yeah, you're 0-1, as Al says.
All right. Between 7:45 and 8:15 in studio will be Dr. Joel Fish, the sports psychologist.
Oh, now, cool.
It is my goal with Dr. Fish that he will be able to tell me if Ben Simmons is faking.
Oh, boy.
Because, Al, here's my thinking. He's a shrink, right?
He's a psychologist.
He goes home and is, hey, honey, where were you last night? Why, I don't know what you're talking about. I was rustling the shed. I was cleaning out some stuff.
Well, what?
In the shed.
What?
I'm just giving you.
What?
Al, wouldn't he know if his wife was lying? He's a shrink.
Well, he shouldn't be hiding her in the shed. There's something beyond, something
Al,
bad's going I'm on there.
You're missing the point.
The
you're missing the point.
What do you mean I'm missing the point? Somebody
tell.
Said his wife's in the shed.
No, she was.
He
cleaning,
let her out for the night.
She was cleaning some of the lawn equipment.
What? Huh?
Never mind.
You have and no then, idea what housework is, right?
At 9 o'clock, we have the legendary coach, Jimmy Lynam.
Yo.
Because I want Jimmy Lynam to tell me if he ever had to lie the way these Eagles assistants are holding news conferences every week.
You know what he would
lie
say?
To our face.
Yeah.
Charles is Charles.
No, he won't. He's not a
That's
liar.
That's what he used to say. He would lie.
Is that accurate or not?
Charles is Charles.
No, he will tell you that these guys today are liars. Mm-hmm. That's my goal. All right, let me tell you, these coaches today. Bunch of stinking liars.
It's true.
That's
you gotta be able to say nothing better than the way they're saying it.
Exactly. Perfectly said.
Yeah.
Now, Ava Graham's got one of two questions here. Abe, what's the first question?
It is brought to you by Armin Cadillac, your Cadillac certified pre-owned headquarters. Visit ArminCadillac.com to view their selection of hand-picked certified Cadillacs. Are you impressed with the work of Nick Sirianni's assistants so far this season?
Al Morgan.
No.
Reuse.
No.
Me, yeah, no. Ava.
No.
All right, now why did I ask a question I know I would get the plural of votes
I don't
for?
Know.
Because I'm bitter about the poll yesterday that 78% said we don't have a quarterback controversy, because I will prove later in the show that we do.
You know who I am impressed with on the flip side? Nick Sirianni.
Yes.
Nick Sirianni took a look at what that defense was doing and said, I got to keep them off the field.
All right, but no, Nick, let me tell you, Nick is not killing Nick these days.
No, Nick put a backup quarterback in and put a good game plan around him.
But these people working for him stink.
You want to know why they're telling you all those things? Because to acknowledge they're not is, in their mind, to say they're not doing a good job.
Let me give you one more, right? Shane Steichen, the offensive coordinator. Listen to this garbage, all right? This is unbelievable. Listen, he's talking about Jalen Reagor.
He's got really good speed. He's got really good speed. So a lot of that stuff with him in there, obviously we ran it pretty good there in those situations. But he's got speed to take the top off. So if we ever want to take shots in those personnel groups, he has the speed to do it.
He's got really good speed.
What top is he taking off? His biggest play this year is 24 yards out. Yeah. What top is he taking off?
It's a small lid.
that's baloney. All right, and then the special teams guy, Michael Clay. Right, listen to this. Are they going to bench Reagor on kicks? They didn't let him take the last kick back. Listen to this. All right, go ahead.
I wouldn't say permanent. You know, we're obviously all being evaluated, myself included. We're going to go through the evaluation of everything, but Jalen, you know, off that, even the first one, he got to the 31-yard line. He brings some explosiveness, and it, you know, everything's kind of magnified on the returner in those situations, especially kickoff and punt return, because obviously he's the one catching the ball.
What did he get to, Inch?
He got 6 yards beyond what they already give you.
Wow.
Oh, my God. He got 6 freaking yards. Oh, don't put him on the bench. How are we going to survive without the one time he gets 6 extra yards? Oh, Tyrone's on the line. Hi, Ty. Tyrone, are you there?
Hey, good morning, man. How's everybody doing?
Tyrone, work with me here. Do you believe this garbage I'm listening to?
Oh, no. These coordinators are they're out their mind.
What are they doing? What did they think we're stupid? Or are they stupid? It's got to be one or the other. Because nobody would say this stuff unless they thought the people listening were stupid.
That's the one thing that I do not like about these coaches now. When you come into a city like Philadelphia, we know our sports. So when you sit up there and you give us all this BS, we know it's BS. You can't pull the wool over our eyes in this city. I wish these guys stopped. One thing about Doug I respected was Doug knew.
Yep.
So Doug told us what it was because he already knew that if he BS'd us, we would know.
Exactly. Would know. It's a sense of respect, Tyrone. These guys that I know they're all young and they're all feeling their way around. These guys are soft. I mean, these guys are the softest you'll ever hear. Oh, my God, what a bunch of pussycats.
You know, they're all young, but these guys have been in the league long enough. You know the reputation of Philadelphia, blue-collar city, tough. That brings me to Jonathan Gannon with this defense. I don't know what am I watching here. When I went to the game of Rhea, there was a play that drove me crazy. And it was the Saints had got a penalty, and they were third and 20 on our side of the football, and Simeon threw a touchdown on that play.
Yep.
I'm thinking if Jim Johnson's here, he's throwing
He doesn't rush the passer.
So you kick the field goal.
When it's third and 20, when it's 3rd and 20, you know what you do? Give the quarterback less time to throw. Then there's not even time for the guy to get down 20 yards. They never blitz. They never pressure the quarterback. What do they got, 1 sack a game?
All right, well, let's blitz him.
He's dogging it. So you don't have no real pass rush right now if you're really looking at it.
No.
So why would you sit back in all this 4-man rushes and all the time and just exposing our corners all day long? No, you got to press the issue. And that's what the problem is with this defense. It's too soft. It's too vanilla. Everybody knows what we're doing, and it's ridiculous.
Ty, do you want Sirianni back next year?
I'm okay with Sirianni. He's been getting himself together.
Do you want Gannon back next year?
Yeah. No, absolutely not.
No. I don't want any of these guys back. Keep Stoutland.
We need a veteran defensive coordinator who knows what he's doing.
This guy is awful. Tyrone, I'm with you 100%. Give me somebody cool.
Billy B. Williams.
Man, absolutely. Oh, Billy D. Williams. What was he in?
He's long all-stars.
He's one of those guys out with the
the scarf.
The pencil thin mustache. Yeah.
$25 Boston Market gift card.
What I would give one day to be that cool. One day.
To be what? When you're dead, you're cold. So look forward to that, yeah.
I'll never be cool, huh?
Well, maybe during the wake.
You're born that way. Huh? You're not cool either.
No.
Are people born
Doesn't bother
that
me.
Are cool? Like, Gardner Minshew was born cool.
Well, I don't know.
How did that happen?
When you're the quarterback in high school, you're cool.
Really?
Yeah.
I was the assistant president of the chess club.
No, that's definitely nerdy.
Never cool?
Not in this country, but other countries you could have been okay. Russia?
No, no. I always thought, you know how they, a couple of years ago, they had that show on Netflix, Queen's Gambit?
Yeah.
For like 10 minutes, yeah. chess became cool.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If I was then, I might have been able to lock it in.
There was a period during the Russian. Where I forget the dude's name. There was some
Bobby
guy.
Fischer.
Boris Spassky and Bobby Fischer.
People playing
chess
all the time.
And we were playing chess for national pride.
It's become cool. A lot of some NHL teams, they play chess right now.
But even now, I think back of all the guys in the chess club. No.
I tried to play it.
Yeah.
It's way too much thinking.
Yeah.
I think
checkers might be challenging for you.
Well, there's
both are.
Trying to figure out which color. Yeah.
Vince is up next from Boyertown. Hi, Vince.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for having me.
My pleasure, Vince.
I want to talk about this controversy we're creating with the quarterbacks.
We're creating it, Edge.
Yep.
I believe we're creating it because I played a lot of football, never at a high level like the NFL, but, you know, played up through a little college, to college, but never had much success. But when I played, a one-game injury doesn't make you a non-starter. You have the opportunity to come back and have your job. So I'm not calling it a controversy yet. You know, Jalen's going to come back. You give him a short string. See how he does, and then if he sucks it up on the field, then you bring in Minshew.
But the point is, it wasn't created by the injury. It was created by his play. I mean, if you go back to the Giants game, they probably win that game if Gardner's in there. That's how dreadful Jalen was in that game.
If we catch balls that he's throwing, I think the guy's doing pretty good. I'm not going to say it's time to pull him off the field.
But it wasn't created by the injury. That's the misnomer.
I promise you one thing. I promise you one thing, Vince. Vince, I am not really an expert in much, but I think I am an expert in quarterback controversy because over the years I've created a few.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I made it clear last week I was hoping for something like this. But here's the thing. If everybody is talking about which guy they'd rather have as a quarterback, it's a controversy. It doesn't have to mean that inner sanctum the Eagles are trying to figure it out. Well, if the fan base, if you go into a tavern today and you listen to the conversation, I guarantee you they're arguing about whether or not Minshew or Hurts should be the quarterback against Washington. And that's a controversy to me. That's all it is. It doesn't mean that they're going to change. It doesn't mean that Hurts is not going to play. He's going to play. I know he's going to play. But it's still a controversy. And I got some big names yesterday talking about what's going on with the quarterback position here. To me, that is also proof it's a controversy. I'm going to play
Eagles,
those for you.
Real quick, as Eagles fans, though, should we be putting this in Jalen's head? Should we be screwing with this man's head?
He's a professional.
Yeah, Vince, you don't have to worry. Now, let me tell you something.
A lot of money. I agree.
Vince, if it's Wentz, yeah, it would screw him up. If it's some of the other donkeys that we've had in here at quarterback, yes. Mm-hmm. No, Jalen Hurts. One thing I know about Jalen Hurts, this noise does not in any way affect him. He's a man. That is what is great about him. He is strong, and if he's going to be good, this will not even be a bump in his road. All right, Vince, I need somebody cool.
I'm going to stick with football. Jimmy Mack.
Jim McMahon.
Oh, Jim McMahon. Yeah. Hello. Jim McMahon, Al. Top five cool of all time. What are you doing, Nick? You already hit one of the numbers we got. Yeah. He hit number 8. All I can give
Keith
you
Keith Jones autograph card.
Yeah, which has a value. Out. What is the specific value of that card?
10 cents, I think it said.
10 cents?
Yeah, well, one of them was. Some of them are zero, but one was 10 cents. I forget which team.
Hopefully we'll get you the one that's worth the dime.
Yeah.
215-592. What's the matter, Ava?
And just so you know, they're mostly Capitals cards, so you're not going to be getting that.
Those aren't worth 10 cents.
Yeah.
Oh,
those aren't.
The flyer ones are gone already?
I don't know how many of them were even in there when he.
Does he have a smirk on his face?
One of them, it actually looks like he's smelling himself.
Yeah. Well, that's what I was hoping for.
Yep.
215-592-9494. When we come back, Al, I just want you to know that Nick Sirianni's getting away clear here today either. He has been telling us stuff that even he does not believe. And I will prove that when we return. WIP Sports Time coming up at 6:37.
You know what you can expect from NovaCare Rehabilitation? Trust, compassion, and healing. I know you can trust the physical therapists at NovaCare. I know because they've taken care of me many times throughout the years, various aches and pains I've had. I've trusted my family and friends of them, trusted my dad's care to them over the summer, took great care of him up in Reading when he broke his hip up there, taking great care of one of my dear, dear friends down in Tuckerton after double knee replacement in September, also doing amazing under the great care of the physical therapist at NovaCare. NovaCare is the preferred provider of physical therapy to the Philadelphia Eagles, and NovaCare has more than 100 convenient locations throughout the Delaware Valley and South Jersey. Visit NovaCare.com to schedule an appointment today. Not sure if physical therapy is right for you? Then request a complimentary consultation, and you can speak to a therapist to determine what your next best steps are. Speaking of next steps, are you looking for a new career? Join NovaCare's team. They're hiring front desk, patient service specialists, and physical therapists throughout the area. Head over to NovaCare.com and click careers. NovaCare, experience the power of physical therapy.
All right, it is 6:42. Al, 100 years ago, 115 years ago, I covered the Philadelphia Eagles for when the first year of Buddy Ryan's reign here.
Okay.
And I ended up getting nominated for a Pulitzer because I did something unusual.
Okay.
Mm. I monitored all the things he said in the first weeks he was named the coach. And then at midseason, I held him responsible to determine how much of it was real and how much of it was pure BS. And a lot of it was pure BS. It was done to win the city, and it worked.
Yeah, it was good.
He must have loved you.
When I wrote that in the final half of that season, he did not speak to me. He would not answer a question I asked, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. But I have not changed my MO all these years later. Mm-hmm. When a coach comes in with city, and they're trying to make a good first impression, and they make comments, you have to evaluate whether they were saying it to win you over or whether they really meant it. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to do that right now with Nick Sirianni. Because, Al, a lot of the stuff he said early was pure garbage.
Mm-hmm.
One example, he stands for one thing as a coach above everything else, competition.
Right.
Whoever wins the job gets the job. Listen to this.
Competition is great. Competition elevates everybody's play. If everybody's play, and it, if you come in and you have somebody that's competing with you every single day, it makes you better. This is all part of the strategy of we want everyone to feel that they're competing for the jobs. I'm competing for my job. Shane's competing for his job. Gannon's competing for his job.
Why isn't Rager competing for his job?
I have no idea.
No, well, I think we all know.
You can't say that. No, but you can't say that and then do the opposite. Why isn't Rager competing for his job? Doesn't Greg Ward deserve some of those snaps? Given that Rager can't make a play to save his life, don't you have people who are kick and punt returners who would be more effective than a guy who's done nothing in those jobs all year?
Well, you have to try if you're about competition.
What he is saying right there is garbage. Al. Is that not no? You are not telling me the truth. You did not back up what you said with your actions.
Doesn't look like it.
Am I right? Let me give you one more. All right, this is great. This applies so beautifully to last Sunday. Last Sunday, you saw the first half last Sunday. Was that an aggressive approach to win that game defensively?
No.
Was it any way attack mode?
No, it was sit back and
listen to him. This is
my message to the team. It's very clear. We attack every day. It's a climb, and we're attacking every day. And not only, and we like to even break it down further than that. We're not only attacking every day. We're attacking the little parts of that day, right? So the players right now are attacking rest, and the coaches. When we're done here, I'm going to go up with the offensive staff, and we're going to watch the tape, and we're going to attack the crap out of that out of the film, and then we're going to attack the meeting room. Right, and then we're going to attack the walkthrough, and then we're going to attack the meeting room again. And it's just, it really is just a climb, and just trying to get a little bit better each day.
We have first and first series Jets, third and eight.
Yep.
Third and eight, early in the drive, right? Was that attack mode?
No.
Did they go after the quarterback?
No.
Did they in any way make it uncomfortable, or did they sit back and hand them the first down? So is that attack mode? Is that how you're attacking rest? You're attacking everything, but you're not attacking the opponent?
You were watching what they were doing. There was a receiver wide open, and there wasn't anybody within 10
no
yards
one.
Of him.
All right, so what I'm trying to say is these philosophies he shared to show people how aggressive and tough you are, that's all proven to be baloney, isn't it?
It's opening news conference speak.
But it's not true.
Yeah.
You make an impression based on false pretenses. Do you understand? They are not an attack team at all defensively. If what he just said about being attack mode all the way across, then he will fire his defensive coordinator at the end of the year. He has to. Because his defensive coordinator is never in attack mode. His defensive coordinator is constantly worried about a big play, so much so they never make a big play. Do you understand?
The other team doesn't have to. They can just kill you
down
the field.
No, I'm telling you right now, the Eagles never make a big play.
Yeah, no, that's true.
They never, unless Slay picks one off, they don't make a play defensively. They are the most passive defense I've ever witnessed in the years I've watched that team play. And you're going to sell me on attack mode? I don't think so. No, I don't think so. So one competition, bull. If there was real competition on this team, Jalen Reagor would be on the bench. And B, if you were really in attack mode, that guy wouldn't be your defensive coordinator, and that damn well wouldn't be your philosophy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
No, you're welcome. Keith is on the line from Germantown. Hi, Keith.
Hello. How you doing?
I'm making sense today, aren't I?
Yes, you are. Let me tell you a little bit about the Eagles. The thing about the Eagles is right now, and right at this very minute is that I think Jalen Hurts wanted that game so bad, he went through any length to get it. And somewhere along the line, I don't know why they threw him off his game to keep on throwing it to this man that couldn't catch the ball.
All right, so what you're trying to say is that I don't know what you're trying to say.
I don't understand.
I made an attempt, and I was unsuccessful mentally. Restate it in a clearer way.
Okay, I'm going to say like this is, we know that during practice or whatever, Reagor is not a good catcher of the football.
Correct.
He's not a good catcher. We got this.
Yep.
So why do you keep on having me throw to him if he's not a good catcher in practice? If he's not going to catch it during practice or when we're practicing, he's not. Why do y'all still want me to throw it to him? Why can't I throw it to another receiver?
In other words, they are setting Hurts up for failure by forcing him to throw to a guy who is not a quality receiver. I completely agree with you, Keith. And that's the whole point. This whole thing is a facade they built, telling us one thing and doing something else. This stuff isn't true. That guy didn't win a position. If there was real competition for the wide receiver position, he would be on the practice squad.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That's what I'm thinking is happening to this. And you can see, if you're seeing this during the game, the guy in practice.
All right, I'm going to stop you now. Keith, this is almost like a radio puzzle where you keep blipping a little and we're trying to fill in the gap. So just give me somebody who's cool.
Morris Day from the Time.
I don't have.
Morris Day?
Yes.
Who?
From the Time?
Who's the Time?
The Prince? Yeah, Prince.
Yes. Prince. Morris
Day. It's been so long for all of us since, yes, Morris Day.
Rhea's saying
yes.
Oh,
I thought he said
Morris
Day.
Doris Day was cool, too.
In her day, Al, she was cool.
She never slept with any of those guys in those movies. Give him a spin for Morris Day. I'll look it up during the break. I'm not sure he's talking about. You won, though.
You got a WIP green T-shirt.
You won, though. That's good. All right, Al, I need a moment here to revisit something Joe Conklin prepared for us yesterday. It's called Carpool Karaoke, and it is a sequence of Christmas music dealing with the situation, and I believe it was Jalen Reagor. Is it Reagor?
Yes.
It's a quarterback. Let's just find out. Here it is.
Mike, I am in love with Gardner Minshew, the Mississippi mustache.
We lose Jim Gardner and we gain a Gardner Minshew. One mustache for another.
Fubatu, Fubatu, our new quarterback. It's great to see a QB with the arm strength Jalen lacks. Hey,
that's what accurate quarterback play looks like.
Gardner Minshew's face is hairy. Fa la 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 la.
Hurts has reason to be wary. Fa la 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 la.
Minshew mania has taken grip. Fa la 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 la.
Fans love the guy with the hairy lip.
Fa la 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 la.
Lip service, room service, they love what Minshew's serving.
The city fell in love with Gardner Minshew. His enthusiasm jumps right through the screen.
You can say he won't replace the starter, but as for Philadelphia, they believe.
They believe in Minshew, but not Jalen Reagor.
Reagor awaits the kick, kick, kick.
He won't return it, he's got the yips.
Yeah, we know whose chestnuts are roasting.
Reagor, the wasted draft pick, afraid to run anything back.
Doesn't even wear a jock strap, cause he's got nothing in his sack.
Oh, Lord.
Joe Cochran, Al, will be with the City Rhythm Orchestra at the Nowra Uptown Performing Arts Center, Westchester, January 13th and 14th. Go to tickets at joecochran.com. Now, I am the reason I have on, I am wearing sporadically, not the whole show, because my lip gets wet.
Right.
It sweats. Stop. It sweats. But I currently have on a Fu Manchu mustache.
Right.
And Ava was able to even get me a Gardner Minshew wig.
Nice.
Now, and we have posted that, right, Ava? Are we getting some response, too?
A ton of response. I mean, right now there's 125 likes, 3 retweets, 5 quote tweets. John Johnson has called it an upgrade. And said,
did I need input from Johnson?
And he also has posted Ray Finkel from the Dolphins there for you. Let's see. Perfect face for radio. My eyes hurt. Dope. Looks like a chia pet. Perv.
Perv.
The Canadian,
what do you mean, perv?
The Canadian tuxedo really finishes it off.
All right, hold on.
Wow.
All right, I don't need all. All right, there we go with that. So, could you please text that photo to my wife? Because my wife prefers this look right here to the look that I bring home every day, just my normal head.
That might actually be accurate, but you know who I did text that to?
Who?
I texted it to Brandon Graham.
He's coming up in 7 minutes.
Yeah, and he's responded with 3 crying with laughter emojis.
Now, Brandon, no, hold on. I'm going to be a serious journalist when I'm interviewing him.
Oh, really?
I just pulled off my mustache.
Okay.
All right, Brandon Graham, Al, is going to think less of me.
Hard to believe.
215. Brandon is coming up on the other side. That is, where can people get that, Ava, if they want to see that?
The WIP Morning Show Twitter.
All right, because I got, Al, a wig and a mustache are uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I talk so much that it flops right out.
Imagine an actor having to wear that all day.
I can't imagine. Ugh. I can't. The other thing is, Al, your nose drips down into the mustache.
Well, if you didn't have a cold, it wouldn't.
I don't have a cold.
Well, then how's your nose dripping?
Sometimes my nose drips just to let me know it's there.
You don't need it to drip to do that.
Yeah, I would just
215-592-9494. Brandon Graham, when we return, let me tell you about something great. I got to tell you, I love my dog so much that when I finally met George Perrante, the lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, I thought no one could love any pets more than I do. George loves every pet. He loves your dog. He loves my dog. And that is why he created Dogs and Cats Rule. These are stores, 7 of them in the area, that are so perfect for your holiday shopping. They're perfect year-round. But if you're looking to get the right thing for that precious pet of yours, we're talking here Christmas toys, collars, leads, harnesses, so the walking's easier, sweaters, fleece. He's even got warm winter coats if you want to go that way. But the thing about George and Dogs and Cats Rule, they're just there to take care of your pet every day. With the absolute best in natural, raw, and alternative diets, as well as homeopathic supplements and solutions, you can bring your dog to the stores. They have a great time. 7 locations, 2 in Jersey, Princeton and Pennington, 5 in PA, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, Newtown. all available. Dogs and cats rule. Shop small, shop local, shop family.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.